It's Monday, the 29th of September, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. Voting in the Utapi constituency by-election in Nomsati region got off to a smooth start this morning. Over 26,000 registered voters are expected to cast their ballots at 42 polling stations across the constituency. Here's the Electoral Commission of Namibia spokesperson, David Siluka, with an update.
So far, we did not record any challenges. The by-election will continue until 2100 hours, and that will be followed by the counting of results at various polling centers before the results are collated to the main collection center, where the official results will be announced and declared immediately after the process is done.
What necessitated this by-election is the resignation of Honorable Emmanuel Shikongo. According to Section 10, Subsection 2 of the Regional Councils Act, any vacancy on the Regional Council should be filled within a period of 90 days.
President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa has proposed a sister city agreement between Walvis Bay and Philadelphia to support cooperation in education, trade, health, urban development, and culture. She said that there are opportunities in shipping links, direct flights, and agricultural exports. UNAM lecturer Dr. Omukakuya Hamatundu weighs in.
The problem is because of the death of AGOA owing to Trump tariffs, it has now become very difficult for us to export. But remember that our beef, for instance, the grass-fed beef, is in high demand in the U.S. and many parts of the world. So one cannot exclude completely the possibility of even not only maintaining but increasing our beef exports. Going to Philly and promote some of these things is good. We got nothing to lose. If they come, that'll be a good thing.
The Seychelles Electoral Authority says with no outright winner in the presidential election, the country will hold a rerun vote between the two main contenders, Isaac Lukando reports.
Opposition leader Patrick Hamini won 48.8% of the vote, just ahead of President Wavell Ramkalawan's 46.4%. With no majority, a runoff will be held, but with no clear date set. Hamini's United Seychelles ruled from 1977 to 2020. Ramkalawan, seeking a second term, campaigned on economic recovery and sustainability. Most voting took place on Saturday. The 115-island Seychelles, known for luxury tourism, ranks among Africa's richest countries by GDP per capita, according to the World Bank. Isaac Lukando, Dar es Salaam.
The United Kingdom Home Secretary is expected to announce tougher immigration regulations requiring migrants to prove that they contribute to society before securing permanent residency. Labour also plans to extend the wait for indefinite leave to remain from 5 to 10 years.
The main theme of Labour's conference is taking the fight to reform UK, which is leading in UK-wide national opinion polls. In her Labour conference speech, Shabana Mahmood will propose that migrants will have to learn English to a high standard, have a clean criminal record, and volunteer in their community to be granted permanent settlement status. Labour says the policy draws a clear dividing line between the government and Reform UK, which says it would abolish indefinite leave to remain. That means tens of thousands of people who have legally settled in Britain could be at risk of deportation, a policy British Prime Minister Keir Starmer branded as racist. Laura Westbrook, London.
And finally, South Africa has made history with 5 international Emmy nominations, the most ever for an African country in 1 year. MultiChoice leads with 4 nods for Chasing the Sun 2, Cook, School Ties, and Catch Me a Killer, while Playroom Live is nominated in the kids category. Winners will be announced in New York on the 24th of November. Find all our stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.